Part 1, Teacher Interview.
Beverly, could you give me a very brief explanation of the FOIL method and what you were doing and the problems you were solving?
Okay. The problems we were solving were with FOIL, where you're doing you have two equations in parentheses, and you're doing first, outer, inner, last. You're multiplying the numbers.
So you're multiplying two algebraic expressions. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And then you're ending up with a slew of numbers that then have to be simplified. And the problem that visually impaired and blind students have had in the past that I've worked with is that they have all these numbers in a row, and us as sighted people can go through and cross them off when we're adding the numbers together so that we've known that we've used them all or that we've left some numbers off. Whereas visually impaired and blind students doing Braille don't have a way to cross them off, because if they cross them off using the Braille writer, then they've gotten rid of the whole number. So by using the tiles, they're actually manipulating the pieces, and they can see which numbers they've used and which numbers they've combined, and if they've forgotten anything, then it's left up on the line and they know that they've forgotten it.
So describe those tactiles. Describe the materials. Would you please describe the materials that you were using?
There are Lego-like pieces that you can put onto a board, and then for the sighted person, they have the number or the symbol written in print on the side of it so that we sighted people can see them. And then you just use them as if you were using a Braille writer, and they're the jumbo Braille for writing the expressions. And this is the NEM set, and then there's also a literary set.
When you use the, your students have solved the problems then, gotten their answers, what do you do then? Do they transfer to the Braille writer? How do they write down their answers?
I've done it two ways. The students either then put their answers into either on the Braille writer or on the Braille light, or I'll just handwrite it onto the worksheet after we've worked it out.
Could a student, would it be possible for a student to be able to take tests using the tactiles?
Yeah, because they're doing all of the work, and then someone who's working with them, either myself or an assistant, would then just either write the answers or they would do it on the Braille light. So this is something that they can work on independently.
Good. Okay. Is it possible for students to be given problems in Braille and then use the tactiles on their own to solve those problems and then use their Braille writers to write down the answers?
Yes, they would be able to do it totally independently by having a Braille copy of the problem and then using the tactiles to solve the problem. The students I've had prefer to have the problems written in Braille than to have the actual problems in the tactiles.
Yes.
So to have the written hard copy of the problems.
And then they use the tactiles to solve the problems, and then they Braille their answers, is that correct?
Correct, and I generally just have them Braille the final answer and not all the steps of it.
And then do you hand that sheet to the teacher, the regular math teacher, interlining the, you ink in the print, or how do you do this? How does the regular math teacher know grade the assignments?
The student generally hands it in when their other students are handing in their homework.
Okay.
So I either ink print it on their homework assignment, or they Braille it and hand it in themselves when the assignments are turned in.
If the student hands in the Braille assignment, how does the teacher know, because the teacher doesn't read Braille, then does the teacher hand the assignment back to you then?
Generally in the classes, the homework assignments aren't handed in class, they're just gone over in class. So as long as the teacher has seen that the student has done it and has a Braille copy that the student shows the teacher that they've completed it, the teachers usually go off of that.
Okay. What would you say the advantages are of this method over more traditional methods for solving math mathematical equations or doing the FOIL method?
The main thing is that they don't lose numbers in the simplifying process after they've multiplied everything out, and they then have to simplify the equation because they have all the numbers that they can actually manipulate the tiles with. They know that they've used all the numbers and they haven't left any numbers off, or they haven't put a minus where a plus was, because they actually can see it, feel it on the board, and then they can move those tiles down, and when they're done with them, they can get rid of them, so that they know then that if they have a clear first line that they've used all the numbers correctly.